Hello, this is Paul Green, chairman of the City Club of Chicago and WGN political analyst. Today at the City Club, we had Judith Friedland, commissioner, Chicago Department of Buildings. One of the things that she mentioned most, or at least the most important thing she mentioned, was that the speeding up process for building permits in Chicago. And she said that buildings going up are 10% higher than last year. The key to all this is that it is raising approximately $2 billion in construction for jobs, et cetera, et cetera. One other thing she mentioned, which is probably equally important, limiting the time it takes to get a building permit approved. Lastly, she did mention that some of the disasters that have happened, you can't have unlicensed workers.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me here. And Jay, thank you for that great introduction. I'm so excited to be here. I see so many people I know and friends that I've gathered over the years, and you have no idea how important that is to me. So thank you for being here and supporting me. I couldn't be here without you. I also want to acknowledge my husband, Mike, and my daughters, Renee and Michelle, as Jay did. They encourage me and they keep me grounded, and they keep me really grounded in reality. So I appreciate that. I am very grateful that Mayor Rahm Emanuel gave me the opportunity to serve this vibrant city, which I love. Chicago has been very good to me, both personally and professionally. Before I provide you with an update of all the great things that are happening at the building department, I would like to share a little bit about how I got here. It began in September 1984 when I moved to Chicago from Cincinnati. I was just a little few months older than my oldest daughter, Renee. I came here to do an internship for a master's degree in healthcare planning and administration at a Northside nursing home, and I continued working there as an assistant administrator and social worker. One of the patients who came to stay for rehab was a French Sephardic Jew like my mother, and she spoke French. And her daughter also would come and visit her often, and she was a professor at DePaul Law School. So since I spoke French, I spent a lot of time with them. And her daughter thought that law school would be a good next step for me. So I started night school soon after at Chicago Kent while I continued to work. Being much more of a practical person than an academic, I thought that if I could get class credit for doing an externship, that would be really grand. So I went to sign up. So I went, and they gave me a list of possibilities. They said the CHA, and I was like, no. And then they said the CTA, and I was like, no. And then they said the City of Chicago Law Department, they have a division that does building code enforcement. And I said, yes. That's it. That's where I want to go. To this day, I couldn't tell you why I said yes, but 28 years later, I'm standing in front of you, speaking to you as the building commissioner. So, thank you. I was an assistant corporation counsel until 1995 when I was promoted to a supervisor of the housing court courtrooms. Violations in occupied buildings, lead paint cases, and Fire Prevention Bureau prosecutions. In 2010, I became the Deputy Corporation Counsel of that division, now known as Building and License Enforcement. It is the largest prosecutorial division in the law department and handles conservation, zoning, demolition, licensing, drug and gang house, and administrative hearings. These prosecutions involve not only the building department, but also the Fire Prevention Bureau, Department of Planning, Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, Health Department, Chicago Police Department, and Streets and Sanitation. In this role, I had the opportunity to work with multiple city departments and gain a true understanding of how all the city departments work best together. I use this knowledge each day leading the building department through positive economic changes in our city that I will share with you today. Again, I am very grateful to the mayor for giving me this opportunity exactly 1 year ago to serve this great city as the building commissioner. We have a shared commitment to building and investing in our neighborhoods and our people. Whether it is bringing in large downtown developments or going into our neighborhoods that struggle with crime and blight, both are vital to the growth of our beloved city. My first order of business from the mayor was to speed up the issuance of permits, and we have instituted multiple reforms to do so. Some of these include expansion of the Certified Corrections Program that allows architects and engineers to certify plan corrections for all disciplines, including fire and structural. This change reduces the time to permit for small to mid-size new and renovation projects by as much as 2 to 4 weeks and eliminates 3,000 trips to City Hall per year. Expansion of the self-certification program that allows the architect of record to take full responsibility for code compliance, eliminating any city plan reviews once the architect is certified by the city. This process may now be used for porches, which makes a porch permit available now in days instead of weeks or months, which enhances building code safety because porches are now getting repaired and built much more quickly. And that, of course, is the best for public safety. We eliminated the need for repeat approvals and standards and tests. The building department is moving select issues with multiple submissions to the Committee on Standards and Tests to administrative adjustments, eliminating the need for repeat approvals for the same item. We brought the review of all foundation permits in-house. Previously, these permits were reviewed by a third party through our developer services program. Just not having to bid the reviews and go through the procurement process saves at least 3 weeks. Also, we are assisting applicants with their applications through the Office of the Underground, and that also saves time. We instituted a pilot program for large development projects that require third-party reviewers. An applicant can now opt to contract directly with one of our vendors, and they can do so at any time during the design process, even at the very beginning of the design phase. This allows the applicant to have immediate feedback about what is permissible, what may be problematic, what may need to go to standards and test, what may need an administrative adjustment, and so that they can plan accordingly. It's so much better than finding out at the end of the design process that something that you built your designs all around is now problematic and it's going to be a huge delay to go forward, because developers, contractors, architects, everyone likes predictability and some control over their project, and I believe that this provides that. When the plans are completed and uploaded, they are 80% there to approval. The first superstructure in this pilot program got their permit in 6 weeks. We've issued 4 subsequent permits in this program, and they've all gotten their permits in less than 2 weeks. And these are huge projects, so this is really a big success for our department. I cannot take credit for all these ideas. They came from meetings with developers, architects, and contractors in the private sectors, as well as employees within our division, or department. I still think I'm at the law department. Our department. These are the people that know the system and the public's interest is served when government works closely with all stakeholders. You get the best results. For example, when I talked to our staff about what we could do to cut the permit time, Ed Doherty, who's here with us today, Ed, wave. He's been with our department for many years, suggested a flat fee permit deposit. So we went to City Council and streamlined the permit payment deposit process, which is our most effective reform because it affects every permit application that comes in. Now, instead of weeks going by while the project manager in our department and the architect or the expediter go back and forth over what 50% of the final permit fee will be, everybody knows it's a straight, flat $300 deposit. This alone saves about 3 weeks. Everyone knows exactly how much is needed to apply for a permit, $300 plus the $75 zoning fee. We collect the full amount when the building permit is issued. It's a very good thing we made these changes, because I'm sure you've all been hearing the sounds of construction this spring as building permits are on the rise in Chicago. We have increases in the number of permits for small, medium, and large development projects. To date, in 2016, the Department of Buildings has issued a total of 17,779 building permits, an increase of 1,591 permits as compared to the same time in 2015, or nearly 10%. For large developments, the increase in the number of permits issued is even higher. It's 60%. And in the first quarter of 2015 alone, we have collected $2.5 million more than we did in the first quarter of 2015. There are currently 23 tower cranes that are operating on construction sites in the city, the highest number in 5 years, 13 more tower cranes compared to 2011, and four more than last year. And we have four additional tower cranes pending installation. Each tower crane represents investment of business and developers in Chicago in our burgeoning economy and an enhancement to Chicago's beautiful skyline. In total, these 23 tower cranes represent more than $2 billion in declared construction value and thousands of jobs. All these permits and activities bring us to the topic of inspections, as to all of these permitted projects need inspections, as you know. We are filling all our open positions and interviewing constantly. Since June 2015, we have hired 11 new inspectors, and we are now posting for 6 new plumbing inspectors. After a successful inspectional pilot program, we are pleased to announce the rollout of new handheld tablets for 130 of our permit inspectors so that they can enter permit results on site as they do their inspections. This saves the time of them having to go back to the office where they have to take the extra time to do the data entry. This pilot program worked very well, and I want to thank Marlene Hopkins, who's here with us today, who instituted that. The inspectors love it, and approvals are entered in real time, freeing up inspector time to conduct more inspections. We have begun the process of implementing the use of handheld tablets and expect 65 inspectors to be equipped this year, with the remaining 65 inspectors to be equipped next year in 2017. So thanks again, Marlene. That has really been fantastic, and finding the money was also a great challenge that Marlene helped us with. Got to find the money. I also want to give a big thank you to our industry partner, AIA Chicago. As soon as I came on board, they volunteered to form a committee to look at various issues. They started with the self-cert process. They looked at the self-cert process, and then they went on to standard plan review. And now the committee is working on code updates. Chicago is unique with our density and our aging high-rises, and our building code fits our needs. However, there are new technologies and modernizations that we need to address. The committee is working with our department to identify these areas, and we have been issuing memos while we prepare to go to City Council later this year to amend ordinances. All these memos can be found on our website, and as we issue them, we send out constant contact communications to over 5,000 industry professionals that have signed up to receive these notifications. We also reinstated the Electrical Commission, and a big thank you to Mike Reynolds, who's here today on that. That was a fantastic. Yeah. And we also have a committee to update our electrical code with 4 articles that reflect new technologies that will give us a state-of-the-art code, which is so important because electrical is everything. You know, most fires issues come from electrical, and we want to make sure that the work is done safely, but we also want to make sure that we enhance it with all the modernizations that are out today and the technology. Finally, an issue that is very close to my heart, and that is development in blighted areas of good, affordable housing. I am working closely with the Department of Planning and Development, as well as Community Investment Corporation, and Jack Markowski and Angie Morello are here with us today as well. Hi. And I called Jack and I said, I really want to work on this, and he helped me form a committee to get it done, and we're almost there. And what we're trying to do is look to issue some code relief for redevelopment of residential buildings in blighted areas, as well as single-room occupancy residences. We are looking for ways to save money to make these rehabs more economically feasible. Along with this, we are working with community groups to save vacant buildings. The mayor announced that we are demolishing vacant buildings that are a haven for crime. We are moving very quickly on this initiative. However, if any of these buildings can be saved, we're all for it. We have just announced a forfeiture program on our website to try and help interested third parties acquire vacant buildings that have a demolition order. And John Scott from the Law Department just joined us at the Building Department as a deputy to help us work on this initiative, because that's how important it is to all of us. So John is here. Having been a prosecutor for so many years, and with my experience with the E2 tragedy, the Lincoln porch collapse, and the fireman in December just before Christmas that tragically fell to his death, I know these incidents don't happen on projects that are permitted with licensed workers. My focus at the Building Department is to dedicate our resources to where they are needed. That is why when projects are permitted and professionally built, we are not going to use our inspectors' time to hold up progress for non-life safety issues. This is another reason we are expanding our AIC program, or elevator inspection program, that allows the downtown business district to have their elevator inspections carried out by a third-party vendor. We are sending out letters now to all buildings whose elevators have passed their inspections the last 2 years to join the program. We have already expanded it to all institutions. Next, we are going to be inviting those who have just installed new elevators in buildings 5 stories or over to join the program. This frees up our inspectors to target elevators that are in disrepair or not properly closed down and focus on dangerous and hazardous conditions, improving the public safety. Most importantly, we are not holding up the opening of businesses or certificates of occupancy on licensed, permitted jobs for non-life safety issues. Instead, we now work with the owner to work on a reasonable compliance schedule and allow them to move forward with their business. This reform allows employees to start earning money, and sales taxes are generated earlier, growing Chicago's economy. Our senior management has been working tirelessly on all these initiatives. I've only mentioned a few, but they're here with me today, and they are completely committed to our mission. They are with me again, like I said, today, and I would like them to stand and be acknowledged. So everybody with the Building Department, stand up, please. None of these reforms would be possible without them. So thank you. I'm very grateful. You can see that these are exciting times at the Building Department. We have been very busy creating a building department that is responsive to those who invest in our city and our neighborhoods and to all that live or visit Chicago, our home. We want to be supportive in every way possible so that Chicago is known as being welcoming to all. It is you who put your hard work and your soul into what you do that creates the jobs and opportunities that makes our city great. Thank you.
If we have questions, give them to the young people who are just coming in. Raise your hand. Employees of the building department, you're ineligible. Family members? Who's left? You knocked them dead.
Come on, ask me some questions. I like questions. Jeff, of course. I can't even imagine.
Don't bother writing it out, Jeff. We're desperate. Stand up and talk.
Jeff Levine, concerned citizen. Judy, what would you describe as maybe one or two of the biggest challenges you face transitioning from a law department to a commissioner of an operating department?
I think the biggest change is I'm used to having the building department as my client, so I advise and I ask for things to get done. So the fun part is when I came over here, I don't have to ask anymore. I just say, do. So that's the fun part. I do miss, you know, my friends at the law department. Many of you are here with me today. But I've learned a lot from the architects, the engineers, the contractors I've worked with, and it's really been a very good experience.
Judy, this has only happened one other time. You want to take a step back.
Okay.
You may need this. This question is from Judy's mom. Where is she? Judy's mom. Is she, are you here?
I think that might be one of my daughters playing a prank. I don't know. No? No.
So mom's not here?
No.
Well, this is getting better. We have a very long question with very neat printing. And Madeline, you know, I like... Boy, that 40-second word, boy, quick, doesn't it? They just respond. All right, well, the mystery mom. Here we go. I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. We all respect the fireman who saves someone from a burning building. Your passion, energy, leadership does sound like the mom, doesn't it? Not the kids, though, right? You wouldn't say anything like that. Saves lives also. The fires that don't happen, carbon monoxide deaths that don't happen, building porch roof collapses that don't happen as a result of your department's efforts. Thank you for saving lives and improving the quality of life for Chicago.
Nice.
That's got to be a mom. Or, did you write it?
No,
okay. This is Chicago, right? Seeing no other questions or hearing no other questions. Yes, go right ahead.
Hi. Great job, Madeline.
Thank you.
So where's the greatest area of growth happening right now in the city?
Why don't you repeat the question?
You asked me where the greatest area of growth is in the city of Chicago right now? Well, I see it growing all over the city. I mean, people are coming to me from every part of the city asking me questions, how they can invest, how they can participate. Of course, we have the downtown development. We have the West Loop. It's moving south. We've got Pilsen and so forth. But part of the idea of the forfeiture program that we've instituted, and it's something that I started when I was at the law department as a pilot program, and I carried over here, is because I really want to work hard to focus on spreading this development all over the city. And that's why we have this memo coming out in a couple weeks of code relief, and it will apply to wards that struggle the most with blight and crime. So it won't be across the city. It'll be 24 wards that struggle the most. And as soon as we get it finalized, I'd like to get it published and out there, because our city is best when all the neighborhoods participate. Everybody has a stake in the game, because this is what makes Chicago exciting and fun and vibrant. Otherwise, I don't know, I don't want to insult another city, but what would we be? Kansas City or something? I don't know. But that's what makes our city exciting and great.
Well, we better leave it at that. How about a big round of applause for our... Thank you.